Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm Craig Moore, I'm from Banbury and the studio is called Digital Mage.
Hi Craig, so first of all, why did you decide to call your Make Something Unreal Live game development team Digital Mage?
Well, originally we had we were called Team Gandalf, and it just seemed a bit, because we're using a visage of a mage and everything like that, it just seemed a bit close to the bone in regards to licensing. So we decided to change up to something that was equally wizardy and call ourselves Digital Mage, which actually came apart because we found a kind of random name generator online, and it happened that upon us. So it kind of felt like fate.
And I guess it fits well with the whole fighting fantasy IP that you're working on. Can you tell us which book in particular you're basing your game on?
We are working on Armies of Death.
And what particular genre of game is your game going to be?
We are making a strategy game, which we're hoping to do something quite fun and interesting with it, within what we can do with the engine itself.
So how have you found using the UDK engine on iOS, and how are you finding making a strategy game out of it?
In all honesty, we're kind of working against the grain with the engine, it feels, at the moment. It's a lot of hard work, but hopefully it should be good when we get it actually all up and running. We've managed to make some quite nice headway with it and got some really good stuff, and it's looking promising, and we should be able to kind of deliver the game we want to deliver at the end of it, that we set out to deliver when we first started planning it all out.
And there aren't that many strategy games on iOS at the moment, are there?
Well, there's a lot of strategy games in general. I mean, tower defense is kind of like a huge genre on iOS and our devices, but one in the Unreal Engine is a completely different story. That's a bit of a rare beast.
So what particular element of strategy are you going for in particular? Is it tower defense and RTS, turn-based?
We're going for a bit of a mixture of tower defense. What we're doing is what we like to call tower offense, where we're basically changing the game upside on its head. You're no longer placing all the towers, you're doing the attacking.
Okay, so how have you found the transition from being Team Gandalf at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam to being Digital Mage, a fully operative game development studio?
It's a lot of hard work. We have to spend a lot of hours in the evening just kind of communicating. Things that could be done very easily in face-to-face situations just take a lot longer. But it's slowly coming together, as a lot of the people in the team have never worked in teams before, and they're getting the hang of it now, and it's all kind of slowly falling into place, which is really good. And it's a lot of credit to the team themselves, who are pulling themselves together and coming together nicely, and it's working well.
Speaking of things falling into place, what targets have you reached recently that you're particularly proud of in the development of your game?
It's kind of as sad as it sounds. We had a massive, about 1 a.m. last night, we had a massive breakthrough in which we actually managed to get all our units kind of appearing in the game. You can make them appear and they'll kind of do little animations. It was kind of like a real nice penny drop moment where we're like, yeah, we can actually do this and we can come through with something that potentially could be really cool.
And you're looking forward to many more of those moments on the way to Make Something Unreal Live at the Gadget Show?
Yeah, hopefully so. Hopefully so. We should have, fingers crossed, we should have lots more of those, and they should just get better and better each turn.
And how are you looking forward to the event itself, working on the game in front of potentially a large audience in Birmingham?
It should be fantastic. The kind of size of the crew and, I mean, the crowd and things don't really faze me in any way. It'd be really nice just to have the team together in one place after all this learning experience building up to it. But having all that power and working knowledge back in one place again will just be a really, really nice feeling. And it should help us kind of mold even better as a team.
For those who want to find out more about Digital Mage, what are your online contact details, your Facebook, your Twitter, even web address?
They can look for us on Facebook at just search for Digital Mage. We should show up with a little black icon. And on Twitter, we have the Digital Mage. So just twitter.com/Digital Mage. Look for nice, rhyming, poetic tweets in the evening and whenever we can think of something fun to put on there.
Great. Thanks for your time, Craig, and good luck.
Thanks a lot, Danny. Take it easy.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.